as the subject of the genealogy of these apes is indeed exceedingly complicated and unusual, I shall inform your reason about it from every possible aspect. Fact is that neither are your favorites descended from apes, nor are apes descended from them. But the cause of the arising of those apes is, in this case, as in every other misunderstanding there, their women. First of all, I must tell you that none of those terrestrial ape beings now arising there in various exterior forms ever existed before the second Transipalmian perturbation. It was only after this disaster that the genealogy of their species began. The cause of the arising of these misconceived beings, as well as that of all events more or less serious in the objective sense that occur on the surface of that ill-fated planet, stemmed from two sources, totally independent of each other. The first, as always, was the same lack of foresight on the part of certain most high, most saintly cosmic individuals. And the second was, once again, those abnormal conditions of ordinary being existence established by your favorites themselves. The point is, during the second Transipalmian perturbation, besides the chief continent of Atlantis, many other large and small land masses entered within the planet, and new land masses appeared in their place. These displacements of various parts of the common presence of this unfortunate planet lasted several of their days, accompanied by frequent planetary tremors and manifestations that could not fail to evoke terror in the feelings and consciousness of beings of every kind. During that period, many of your three-brained favorites, who, together with one-brained and two-brained beings of other forms, had chanced to survive, unexpectedly found themselves upon other newly formed land masses in places that were entirely unfamiliar to them. It was just then that many of these strange Keshap-Martinian three-brained beings of active and passive sex, or as they say, men and women, were compelled for several of their years to exist apart, that is to say, without the opposite sex. Before continuing to relate how all this occurred, I must tell you, in a little more detail, about that sacred substance which is the final result of the evolving transformation of every kind of being food and is formed in the presence of every being without distinction of brain system. This sacred substance, elaborated in the presence of beings of every kind, is almost everywhere called exioheri, but your favorites on the planet Earth call it sperm. Through the all-gracious foresight and command of our common Father Creator, and according to the actualization of great nature, this sacred substance arises in the presence of all beings without distinction of brain system or exterior coding, in order that by its means they may consciously or automatically fulfill that part of their being duty which consists in the continuation of their species. But in the presence of three-brained beings, it also arises in order that they may consciously transform it for coding their higher being bodies for their own being. Before the second Transipalmian perturbation there, which the contemporary three-brained beings refer to as the loss of the continent of Atlantis, in the period when various consequences of the properties of the organ Kundebuffer had already begun to be crystallized in their presence, a being impulse was gradually formed in them, which later became predominant. This impulse is now called pleasure. And in order to satisfy it, they were already beginning to exist in a manner unbecoming to three-brain beings. That is to say, most of them gradually began to remove this sacred being substance from themselves for the satisfaction of this impulse alone. Well, my boy, from then on, most of the three-brain beings of the planet Earth were not content to carry out the process of the removal of this substance, which is continuously elaborated in them, only at those periods normally established by great nature for beings in accordance with their organization for the purpose of the continuation of their species. Owing to this, and also to the fact that most of them had ceased to utilize this substance consciously for coding their higher being bodies, it came about that when they did not remove it from themselves in ways that by then had become mechanical, they naturally experienced a sensation called circlinimana, a state they described as feeling out of sorts, which is invariably accompanied by what is called mechanical suffering. Remind me at some opportune moment about those periods fixed by nature for the normal process of the utilization of the exiohari by beings of different brain systems for the continuation of their species, and I shall explain this to you in detail. Well, then, they, like ourselves, are only Keshchap Martian beings, and when this sacred substance, continuously and inevitably formed in them, is utilized normally for the continuation of their species by means of the sacred process El Muarno, its removal from their presence must be accomplished exclusively with the opposite sex. But these three brain beings, who by chance had escaped disaster, were no longer in the habit of utilizing this substance for coating their higher being bodies, and, as they were already existing in a manner unbecoming to three brain beings, when they were obliged to exist for several of their years without beings of the opposite sex, they turned to various anti-natural means for the removal from themselves of this sacred substance, exiohari. The beings of the male sex had recourse to the anti-natural means called Murdurten and Androparasti, or as contemporary beings would say, Onanism and Pederasti, and these anti-natural means fully satisfied them. But for the three-brain beings of the passive sex, or as they are called, women, these anti-natural means were not sufficiently satisfying, and so the poor women orphans of that time, already more cunning and inventive than the men, began to seek out beings of other forms and accustom them to be their partners. Well, then, it was after these partnerships that there began to appear in our great universe those species of beings which, as our dear Mullah Nasruddin would say, are neither fish, flesh, fowl, nor good red herring. As regards the possibility of this abnormal blending of two different kinds of exiohari for the conception and conformation of a new planetary body of a being, it's necessary to give you the following explanation. On the planet Earth, as on other planets of our universe, where Keshep Martinian beings breed and exist, that is, three-brain beings, in whom the formation of the sacred exiohari for the creation of a new being must take place exclusively in the presence of two beings of distinct, independent sexes, the fundamental difference between the sacred exiohari formed in the presence of beings of opposite sexes, that is, in men and women, consists in this, that in the exiohari formed in the presence of beings of the male sex, the localized, wholly affirming, or positive force of the sacred Triamazikamno participates, while in the exiohari formed in beings of the female sex, there participates the localized, wholly denying, or negative force of the same sacred law. Thanks to the all-gracious foresight and command of our Father of everything existing in the universe, and in accordance with the actualizing power of great Mother Nature, in certain surrounding conditions, and with the participation of this third separately localized holy force of the sacred Triamazikamno, namely with holy reconciling force, the blending of the exiohari formed in two separate beings of distinct independent sexes during the process of the sacred El Muarno taking place between these beings bring about the arising of a new being. In the case I was speaking of, the abnormal blending of two heterogeneous kinds of exiohari was possible only by virtue of a certain cosmic law known as the affinity in totalities of vibrations, which appeared after the second Transiphalnian perturbation on this ill-fated planet, and which still continued to act on its common presence. Concerning this cosmic law, it's important to tell you that it arose and began to exist in the universe after the fundamental sacred law of Triamazakamno had been modified by our Creator in order to render the Heropas harmless, and after its holy parts, until then entirely independent, had become dependent upon forces from outside. But, my boy, you will understand this cosmic law in all its aspects only when I shall explain in detail, as I have promised you, all the fundamental laws of world creation and world existence. Meanwhile, you should know that on normally existing planets, anywhere in our great universe, the Exioheri formed in the presence of a three-brained being having organs of perception and transformation for localizing the holy, affirming force of the sacred Triamazakamno. In other words, the Exioheri formed in a three-brained Keshep-Martinian being of the male sex can never be blended, owing to the same law, with the Exioheri formed in the presence of a two-brained Keshep-Martinian being of the opposite sex. On the other hand, when a special blending of cosmic forces takes place, and this same law of the numerical affinity in the totalities of vibrations begins to act, the Exioheri formed in a three-brained Keshep-Martinian being of the female sex can sometimes, in certain surrounding conditions, blend quite well with the Exioheri formed in two-brained Keshep-Martinian beings of the male sex, but only as the active factor in the actualizing process of the fundamental sacred Triamazakamno. In short, during those terrible years on that planet of yours, a phenomenon very rare in the universe appeared, that is, a blending of the Exioheri of two Keshep-Martinian beings of different brain systems and of opposite sexes, and the result was the arising of the ancestors of these terrestrial misconceived beings now called apes, who give your favorites no peace and from time to time so agitate their strange reason. But when this terrible period was over, a relatively normal process of ordinary existence was reestablished on your planet, and your favorites of different sexes again began to find each other and exist together. Thereafter, those ape beings actualized the continuation of their species amongst themselves. And this continuation of their species was possible because the conception for the arising of the first of these abnormal beings had taken place according to the same external conditions that in general determine presence of future Keshep-Martinian beings of active or passive sex. The most interesting result of this highly abnormal manifestation of the three-brained beings of your planet is that there now exist a great many species of the descendants of these ape beings, differing in exterior form, and each of them different species, bearing a striking resemblance to some form of two-brained quadruped being still in existence there. This came about because the blending of the Exioheri of the Keshep-Martinian three-brained beings of the female sex, which brought about the arising of the ancestors of those apes, proceeded with the active Exioheri of the various species of quadruped beings that exist there even until today. Indeed, my boy, during my last personal stay on the planet Earth, when I happened, in the course of my travels, to come across the various species of apes, and in accordance with a habit that has become second nature to me, I observed them, I ascertained definitely that the whole of their outer functioning and the so-called automatic postures of each species of these contemporary apes are exactly like those in the common presence of certain normally arisen quadruped beings there, and their facial features are even exactly the same as those of particular quadrupeds. As for the psychic features of all the different species of these apes, they are absolutely identical, even down to minute details, with those of the psyche of the three-brained beings of the female sex there.